Well, joined today by Cole Taylor, who's a junior golfer out in Nipawin. And Cole, just announcing that you committed to Park University Gilbert to play college golf. And congratulations on that. Before we talk about that, Cole, though, you know, getting into the game as a youngster, how did it start for you?
For me, I started playing golf when I was really young. And then I started playing other sports in the summer, like soccer instead. And then kind of when I was going into grade 9, my mom just came back with some golf clubs. And then ever since then, I just started to pick up the game. And then ever since then, really, is when it started to pick up for me, and I realized that I started to love the game.
Okay, so what do you love about it?
The thing I love most about the game is that, like, it's you versus yourself. It's kind of unlike hockey, where it's you versus a team. It's like you're honestly versus yourself more than you are playing against anyone else on the course. And it's a really good mental challenge, and it's just different from any other sport, in my opinion.
Absolutely, it is. So, of course, you know, growing up playing on the Evergreen, I'm sure you got into some little local junior events and whatnot. When did the competitive itch for you kind of to spread to MJT and eventually the, you know, the junior provincials and whatnot?
Yeah, the competitive golf started for me whenever I played in my first year of the Nipawin Junior Pro Shop Open. I didn't play very well, but that's when I started to realize that this could maybe be for me, and I want to start taking golf more seriously. And then I just played in the Nipawin Pro Shop Junior again the year after that. Then I got into the MJTs, the Golf Saskatchewan Provincials, and then last summer was my bigger summer of tournaments. I played in the amateur. I went to Manitoba on the Golf Saskatchewan Junior Bus Tour. And I played in the Next Gen event there. I played provincials and MJTs. And, yeah, that's kind of a couple of years ago when I just started to really take golf more competitively.
Yeah, I picked up some coaches and whatnot and got more involved with it, and then obviously thought maybe college was a possibility for you. And now it's a reality, signing with Park University Gilbert, as I mentioned off the top. Tell us about the process a little bit and kind of why this school was a fit for you, Cole.
Yeah, so I used NCSA, College Recruiting Program, to help me commit to this college. And I was only on it for like 5 months. And I was talking to a few schools, but Park stood out to me mainly because of the location. It's right in Arizona. And obviously that's the warmth we don't get in Saskatchewan. So I'll be able to golf all year round and hopefully become – I think that'll really help my golf game develop a lot instead of practicing into a net or into a simulator. And they got a new coach just recently, and this new coach really focuses a lot on the mental side of golf, and that's the side I think I need to improve on the most. So, yeah, that's honestly – but it just honestly came down to location for this school.
Yeah, Arizona, obviously a great place to play golf for sure. Tell us about the campus a little bit and what the actual community is and whatnot.
Yeah, so it's in Gilbert, Arizona, which is just outside Mesa. And it's like a population of like 270,000 people. And it's a very new college. I think it's been a college for only 4 or 5 years. And it's just kind of like a building. It's like kind of more like a high school. So there's not really a full-blown campus yet. And instead of living on campus, if there isn't one, I'll be living in like apartment complexes that are partnered up with the university. So it'll kind of be a different than the average university / college feel, but I think that'll really help me get into, I think it'll help me adjust easier instead of living right on campus and living in like a nice apartment versus a dorm.
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting, fresh experience for you for sure. And the classroom is obviously very important. I know you guys, when you're going to pick a school, that's, you know, it's got to have what you're searching for in the classroom. And what's that aspect look like for you?
Yeah, so I'm just going to go into business like a lot of the golfers do, go into the States. And I don't know, it's just kind of it's just a general degree that I think a lot of people go into, and you can do a lot of things with it. So that's what I'm going to be taking while I'm down in the States.
Well, I just talked to Carter Bell, who committed to a school as well, and he said he's going to take that as well because he hopes it transpires perhaps into golf. Do you love this game enough? Is it a career of golf on the other side as well in some aspect, or do you just get out of it?
Yeah, definitely. My end goal is to be playing golf for my whole life, and if I'm not playing competitive, I want to still become a golf coach or something like that, or become a club pro in the future. because I don't know, I really love the game, and if I can't play competitively, I'd love to be able to teach and help others so they can hopefully learn to love the game and become competitive at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I also just asked Carter, too. I mean, Davin Karst is just committed to a school. We're going to talk to him this week as well. It's an exciting time for junior golf in Saskatchewan. Eh? There's a lot of kids going down and creating new opportunities, and you're along for the ride.
Yeah, I think this is a huge upcoming summer for Saskatchewan junior golfers, as there's a lot of commitments down in the state. So I think I'm really glad to be a part of it, and I'm really proud of all my friends who have committed down there too, because so I think this is one of the years where there's finally been a lot of kids in the age group committing down to the schools in the states.
Absolutely. And for you, I'm going to assume maybe a goal for the summer would be that junior national team.
Yeah, that is one of my goals. I've been working on, me and my coach Jason Schneider, we've been talking about it, we've been making a lot of practice plans and stuff. And I hope that I can hopefully become competitive enough and find something in my game this summer where that can be a reality.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll see you at Scotia Wealth on the opening weekend of June at your home track of the Evergreen. I'm sure you're in the field. But, you know, congrats, Cole. Great stuff for Nipawin, great stuff for the Evergreen. And obviously we'll be following your career down south, but we'll see you at Scotia Wealth in June.
Yeah, I'll see you in June. Thanks a lot for the call, and go Hawks.